Unit 13, Recording 3.
The Five Ages of English. Old English. From about the 9th century, the Vikings, who lived in what is now Sweden, Norway, and Denmark, began to arrive in the north of England. The language people spoke began to change. In the south of England, people began to translate books from Latin into English. Middle English. In 1066, the Normans invaded England, and French became the official language. Most educated people had to speak three languages: French, Latin, and English. At this time, English literature began to develop. One of the most famous writers was the poet Geoffrey Chaucer in the 14th century. His language is a little like the English of today. Early Modern English, 1450 to 1750. This period includes the time of William Shakespeare, England's greatest writer. By the end of the 17th century, great scientists like Isaac Newton wrote in English, not in Latin. The British Empire began, and the English language travelled across the Atlantic to North America and across Asia to India. Modern English, 1750 to 1950. English was now a national language. The first dictionary, Johnson's Dictionary, appeared in 1755, and the first grammar books appeared soon after. As the British Empire grew in the 19th century, English became a more international language. People began to learn English around the world. The first English language textbooks appeared in the 1930s. Late Modern English, from 1950. Now, English language teaching is an important international industry. After World War II, the United States became the most important economic and cultural power in the world, and a world market in audiovisual communication began. CNN International began in 1989, and the Internet developed in the 1990s. English became a global language, with about 2 billion speakers.